Hello, this is Pastor Dan Haugen of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, and this is your Daily Dose. Our word for today is creation. I'd like to begin by sharing an anonymous quote I came across this morning that made me smile. Our Creator would never have made such lovely days and have given us the deep hearts to enjoy them unless we were meant to be immortal. Have you ever thought about creation in those terms? The closest I've come to thinking in these terms is when I've gazed at all of God's beautiful creation from the top of a mountain, or when the ocean is met with the bluest sky, or when I'm looking up into the heavens at the billions of twinkling stars. Scenes like these have God's fingerprints all over them. The first five words of the Bible, "In the beginning God created," have become a lightning rod of debate between those who wish to put creation in the hands of chance and those who believe in those first five words. Though the chances of life being formed out of non-life are so extremely small as to be in the realm of impossible, people would still like to believe in this near impossibility more than in the more logical answer that there's intelligence behind all we see. The reason for some of this is that we, as human beings at the top of the life chain, wish to hold the power. To believe in a God is to give up the aspect of superiority over all things. It means that our will is not supreme and our intelligence is not supreme. That's hard for many to live with, so they try and prove God out of existence. The problem for them has been, however, that the more they try to prove that there is no creator, the more evidence they find for his being. In Revelation, the 24 elders cry out to God saying, "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." Revelation 4:11. In our worldliness, it's hard for us to fathom such a being because sin incarnate has convinced us that we are our own gods. The devil's whispers coax us into believing his lies, that everything happened by mistake, and that there's no real purpose for life other than to fill our own selfish desires. But those who hold their faith in God and God alone know differently. They believe as John, when he said in John 1 verse 3, that all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in unity, the intelligence behind all of creation. Norman Geisler wrote a book entitled, "I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist." His thesis was that it takes blind faith to be an atheist because everything in creation points to a creator. Because they don't want a God, they're forced to believe in something so improbable that it challenges any logic. It takes much less faith to believe in a God because we see his handiwork everywhere. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. Colossians 1:16. In God's creation, everything has a purpose. It all works together to fulfill his will so that we as his people might be provided for. Together, all believers cry out the words of Nehemiah, "You are the Lord, you alone. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and all that's on it, the seas and all that is in them. And you preserve all of them, and the host of heaven worships you." Nehemiah 9:6. God wants us to enjoy his creation and to remember all that he has made for all time and immortal. Even though we have fallen into the corruption of sin and death, his heavenly attributes are available for all to see. Every now and then we get a glimpse of heaven and the things that God has made so that we might remember them forever. Our Creator could never have made such lovely days and have given us the deep hearts to enjoy them unless we were meant to be immortal. So as you look at all the wonders God has made, ask yourself, could all of this have been an accident? I think you'll agree that those things not corrupted by human intervention have godly qualities. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made, so they are without an excuse. Romans 1:20. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you have made, and help us to honor you in its keeping.